know that the disciples are in the middle of a storm. They're out there, and the Bible tells us that the ship is being tossed to and fro. And all of a sudden, they're in the late part of the night. They see something there on the water, and they begin to be afraid, and they begin to say, "It is a spirit. Is this a ghost out here on the water?" And we know that it was Jesus coming, walking to them on the water. And as the disciples were afraid, not only for their life because of the storm that they were in the middle of, not only because of the way that the waves were maybe battering against the ship, or maybe because of their life, they didn't know if they would survive through the night. But then as they look up and they see this spirit here on the water, and they became even more afraid. You'll also find that in Mark chapter number 6, the same event there also. It's in Matthew chapter number 14 and verse number 27, and also in Mark chapter number 6, verse number 50, you will find the phrase, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." I'm glad as the disciples were there in the middle of that storm, and as they were there and they became afraid because they didn't know whether they would make it through the storm, through the night, they look up and they see this spirit there, something that they didn't completely understand. My, how we're in the middle of something that we may not completely understand. But children of God, I want you to know tonight that we can be of good cheer. As Jesus come to walk into the disciples there in the boat there on the water, he said, "Be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid." In the middle of the storm, he knew exactly where they were at. In the middle of the storm, he was right there with them. Even though that they couldn't see him, they couldn't recognize him to begin with, that Jesus was there with them in the middle of the storm, that everything was under control. And he says, "Be of good cheer. It is I, be not afraid." Then also in John chapter number 16, you'll find that phrase once again. The Bible tells us that Jesus is talking to his disciples. In the latter part of that verse, he says, "In this world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world." I want to let you know tonight that we are not going through anything, nor will we ever go through anything that takes God by surprise. We are not going through anything that is bigger than our God, nor will we ever go through anything that is bigger than our God. Just as he told his disciples here, he says, "In this world you shall have tribulation." You're going to have troubles and trials and tests, different things that come in your life. But he says, "But be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world." No matter what we're going through, and no matter the outcome of what we're going through right now, I guarantee you and I assure you on the authority of God's word that God has overcome everything that we have ever been through. So also in Acts chapter number 23, Acts chapter number 27, Acts chapter number 27, also again, there are three different times in those scriptures in Acts where you'll find the phrase, "Be of good cheer." If you go and you study verses, you'll see that we know that Paul is in the shipwreck of all ages. That Paul is being transferred from one place to another, and he is in the middle of a storm that he shouldn't have been in because people didn't heed the advice that he had given them. As we find that Paul is there in the shipwreck, we know that the angel of the Lord, that the Lord stood by him that night and said, "Be of good cheer." In all of these circumstances, we see that there was trouble going on, that there were things going on around these people in these places and in these settings where things may not have looked so bright, things may not have looked so promising, but in every situation, there was God saying, "Be of good cheer." Now, as we go back to our text verse that we took tonight in Matthew chapter number 9, as we read again here in verse number 2, the Bible says, "And they brought to him a man sick of the palsy," a man who was in the middle of a trial, a man who was in trouble, a man who had a sickness that had paralyzed him. And the Bible says that he was laying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, I want you to know something, that there is something to be said for the faith of the children of God. The Bible tells us here that when Jesus saw their faith, they were so convinced that Jesus could help him. They were so convinced that Jesus was the answer to this man's problem that they didn't let anything stand in their way of getting their friend to Jesus. I trust tonight and I hope tonight in my Christian walk that I won't let anything stand in the way of me getting my friends to Jesus. That I won't let my schedule get in the way of leading my friends to Jesus. That I won't let my doubt or anything else stand in the way of getting my friends to Jesus Christ. But as we see here in verse number 2, it says, "And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee." I think it's really important to notice here why Jesus told this man to be of good cheer. As we looked at the other circumstances that we were looking at, it was, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." It was, "You are going to have tribulation, But be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. It was be of good cheer because you're going to make it through this storm, Paul, in the middle of this shipwreck. You've got to, he said, it is my sovereign will that you get to where you're going. So be of good cheer because it's going to be okay. There's not going to be loss of any man's life, but of the ship. And as we look at those circumstances, there was always a reason that it was going to be okay, that to be of good cheer and not to be afraid. As we look here in Matthew chapter number 9, we also see a very good reason that Jesus says, "Son, be of good cheer." Now, I want you to know that this man's life was probably full of trouble, as we see that he is sick of the palsy, or he's paralyzed, and he is laying here and he can't really do anything for himself, yet that's why his friends were having to take him to Jesus. And as we see this, he probably had all kinds of trouble and struggles in his life. There were things probably that this man would have loved to have done, but he couldn't because of his condition. There were things that in his life that he was hindered from doing. Now, when Jesus comes to him and he sees the faith of his friends that have brought him there, we know that Jesus looks at him and says, "Son, be of good cheer." And then he gives him the reason to be of good cheer. I want you to take note tonight that Jesus didn't look at this man and say, "Son, be of good cheer, for your life is fixing to get easier." He didn't say, "Son, be of good cheer, because you're fixing to walk out of here, and the things that have been a struggle for you, the trouble that you may have faced, the financial issues that you may have faced because of your physical condition, God didn't tell him, or Jesus didn't tell him, be of good cheer because all of that's fixing to change. He didn't say, be of good cheer because you're not going to have any more trouble. He didn't say, be of good cheer because once you walk out of here, you're going to have the ability to do things that you have never done before. He didn't say, I need you to be of good cheer because once you're able to walk out of here today, that maybe you'll be able to find someone and you'll have a family, that you'll have financial success, that your life will be blessed here on this earth. But as we look here in verse number 2 of Matthew chapter number 9, as Jesus looks at this man and he knows that he's going to heal him here of the being sick of the palsy, he says, "Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee." Tonight, we as Christian people, if we can't find of any reason to be of good cheer, I know we're in the middle of a storm like we've never seen before. This is one thing that we have never been in the middle of before. I know I haven't. Maybe some of you may have seen something like this before, but I have never seen anything like this before. There was no way to predict it. There was no way to know that it was coming. There was no way to prepare for what we're going through right now. And as we look at this scripture tonight, sometimes there's things that come in our life that we never knew were coming. There are things that's going to present struggles in our life. There may be an economic downfall in our country right now. We know that it's going to be a struggle. There's going to be different things that happen in our life, and there's going to be some adjustments that we have to make. Man, I'm trusting God that God's going to bless through this and that God's going to get glory out of it. But even in the middle of this, and you may be looking at a financial side of it, you may be looking at a health issue side of it, you may be looking at the danger that is going on in the middle of the circumstance that we're in right now. But if you're here tonight, or you're listening on Facebook Live, and you look tonight and you know that in your life that you have asked Jesus Christ to forgive you and to be Lord and Savior of your life and to forgive you of your sins, I want you to know tonight, if you can't find any other reason to be of good cheer, that you can be of good cheer because thy sins be forgiven thee. I know several different times through the middle of this, we have talked about that we're winners either way. You know, I don't want to see our country go through an economic downfall. I don't want to see a downturn. I've kind of enjoyed having a little extra jingle in my pocket. But I want you to know something tonight. If you know Jesus Christ is your personal Savior, you may go through a hard time. There may be financial hardships in your life. But I want you to know something, that you can still be of good cheer because thy sins be forgiven thee. You may contract this disease that's going on right now. You may run into the wrong place at the wrong time. You may not have quarantined the way that you should or whatever. And you may come up against this disease that we're all facing right now. But I want you to know something, that even if you contract it, even if it, and I hope and pray that no one does, but if you do and you still know that you know that Jesus Christ is your Savior, you can still be of good cheer because thy sins be forgiven thee. What I'm trying to say in short tonight is, no matter what's going on in our lives, no matter what storm we're facing, no matter what it is that we may may face tomorrow, I'm glad to know that my sins are forgiven. There's no law that Congress can pass. There's no bill that they can block. There's nothing that the Senate can do, the president can sign. Hey, we're getting executive orders one right after the other, and we're starting to slowly see that our state is being shut down. Whether you agree or disagree with that, I think that if we can get to a place that we're social distancing and not overloading our health care system and protect our loved ones around us, I think it's probably a good thing. But no matter what your opinion is of tonight, it's happening. And as we look and we see these executive orders happening, and we're being told to do this and to do that, and even as I'm standing here and probably preaching to the smallest crowd physically that I've ever preached to before, even in with that situation tonight, I want you to know that there is nothing that President Trump, there's nothing that Mike Pence, there's nothing that Nancy Pelosi, there's nothing that the Senate, that the House, there's nothing that anybody can do about the fact that my sins are forgiven. Sometimes in life, there's a lot of things that come along that force us to do things. There's certain things that come along that make you make a decision, that make you do one thing or the other, that influence your life, that control whether you're of good cheer or not. Children of God, I know, let me just go ahead and say this. I know that this situation can bring anxiety. I know that it can. We all know that the Bible tells us that He has not given us the spirit of fear. We understand that. But sometimes uncertainty and the unknown can bring fear in our lives. It can bring a place of anxiety. It can actually bring some things in our lives that we never knew that were there, that were maybe laying below the surface, to make us worry a little bit, to make us doubt a little bit. But I want you to know something, that no matter what takes place, no matter what's going on in our lives, son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. I'm glad tonight as I stand before you that I can remember a time at the age of 7. I can remember a time when God spoke to my heart and I asked Him to forgive me of my sins. Now look, there's been a lot of things that has come and gone in my life since then. There's been a lot of situations, a lot of circumstances. They've been storms. And I'll just go ahead and say it. There's been sin that's come in and out of my life since then. But I want you to know something, that He told me that He had forgiven me of my sins if I would trust in Him, if I would confess to Him, if I would surrender my life unto Him. And I know that's a daily thing that we do, is to surrender our lives to Him. But if I do those things in my life, that my sins are forgiven. I'm thankful tonight that just as this man that was sick of the palsy, that Jesus didn't look and say, things are fixing to get better so you can be of good cheer. He didn't look at him and say, all of these circumstances are going to improve. Look, we don't know how far down the road improvement is. I trust that there is improvement coming. I trust that this thing is going to get on out of here and that life will return to a somewhat normal before long. But no matter what, you can be of good cheer, for your sins have been forgiven. I want you to look with me just real quick in verse number 8. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. If we have one goal out of this, the one goal besides being of good cheer, you know, I know it's tough. Keep your head up, Christian people. Keep your head up. I know it may be tough to walk around and just whistle a tune all the time, but I want to tell you, when you get to feeling down, if you'll get you one of them old hymns in your mind and begin to sing, begin to glorify God and begin to praise God, it'll help you. But other than the goal of being of good cheer and trusting God and leaning on God and knowing that our sins are forgiven, we should have a goal in the middle of this to produce what verse number 8 says. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God. There is an open door right now like there's not been in a long time. If you remember when the tragedy of 9/11 happened, how did our country look to God? How did our country look to one another? How that we came together as a country, and you were seeing prayer services on TV and all those different things. And then slowly but surely, we went back to our rut and back to our routine. We went back to not even taking it serious of the place that we had been. Well, now we're in a different place. It's a complete different place than what 9/11 was, but it is a place that has made us as Christian people stop for a minute, take a look at our spiritual walk. It's a place that has made lost people around us take note of what we as Christians are doing. Wow, the Word of God is going out like it hasn't went out in a long time. It's amazing by just sharing this while we're in the middle of a service tonight, how that it goes out. I think the last count that I seen was around 4,000 people that had seen Sunday's message. And it's because you sitting there at home watching are sharing it. And when you're sharing it, you're inviting your friends on your list to watch the broadcast or to watch the live feed. And the way that the Word of God is going out, you know what? I have looked back at some of the people that have tuned in to our services. Of course, we don't know whether they watched 5 seconds or if they watched the whole thing. Truthfully, if I turned it on and heard myself, about 5 seconds would be enough. But I trust that God can take it and use it for more than that. But there have been people that I have noticed that have clicked on to our live feed and have watched. And you know what? Our God's big enough to let them watch at just the right moment to hear what they need in their life. And there's been over 4,000 views on our services from Sunday. And it's been a long time since the words got out like that. Usually on a Sunday morning, somewhere between 200 and 300 people here in the sanctuary, there'll be 71 to 90 views somewhere in that area on our Facebook feed. Views on our Facebook. And this week we had 4,000. Don't tell me that people aren't searching, that people aren't looking, that lost people are looking for answers in the middle of this. And let me just say this, if you're watching tonight and you're lost, I know I said this may be Sunday, if not definitely the Sunday before. In the middle of what we're going through, if I was lost, I would be scared to death. I would be hunting an answer. I would be looking for some peace. Let me tell you tonight that Jesus Christ is the answer. You know, I can't guarantee you what's going to happen on the backside of what we're going through. But what I can guarantee you is if you come to know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, if you believe that He loved you so much that He gave His life on a cross, that He shed His life's blood for you, that He was buried in a tomb and on the third day that He rose again, if you believe that with your heart, you know that you're a sinner and you need to ask Him for forgiveness of your sins. If you can't find anything else to be cheerful for, you can be of good cheer because your sins will be forgiven. Tonight, as we close, I want us as Christians to look at our life. And in the middle of the hardship, in the middle of maybe a little bit of anxiety, maybe a little bit of nervousness, maybe I know that sometimes through this I've been angry because people are not responding the way that they should. They're hoarding up stuff that other people need, whatever. I found myself even a little angry through some of that. But you know what? The only thing that I really need to do is be of good cheer because my sins have been forgiven. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for this day, and God, we thank You for this opportunity that we have to get in Your Word. And God, the way that You drew the attention in the Scripture to us tonight, to be of good cheer. God, sometimes it's easy for us to get to looking at all the circumstances around us. Like the disciples there in those storms, they got to looking at the storm and they didn't even recognize You when You were right there in the middle of it. God, I pray that You'll help us to be of good cheer, knowing that our sins have been forgiven, knowing that we have a personal relationship with You, knowing that I belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and for that I can be of good cheer. God, I pray that You'll help us to give You glory with our lives. God, I pray that You'll help us to keep our heads high. God, I pray that You'll help us to point others to You. And God, I pray if there's any listening tonight that don't know You as their personal Savior, may they realize that without You, there is no hope in this world. And God, may they confess You as their Savior. May they ask You to forgive them of their sins and become one of Your children. God, we thank You again for this platform that You've made available for us to do these live feeds. God, I pray that you'll bless all the churches that are doing these live feeds. Let your word go out. God, help us as pastors and as preachers to preach the word, to be instant in season and out of season. God, I pray that you'll help us to preach it right down the line, rightly dividing the word of God, that we may point others to Jesus Christ. And in his name we pray. Amen.